Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Georgia's Opinion Surveys. We just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? What is the year of your birth? Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages.
Who?
What is the year of your birth? Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community. Can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. And just for statistical purpose only, can you tell me what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian?
Yeah, African-American.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
What? Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Now, moving forward, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat? How do you consider yourself?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. And again, for a statistical purpose only, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade, high school graduate?
High school diploma.
Okay. Thank you. Next, there are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. Now, when thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with that direction in which Georgia is headed? What's your opinion?
Satisfied.
Okay, somewhat satisfied or very satisfied? How should I record your answer?
Very satisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Brian Kemp is doing as governor? The CITI? And would you say that do you approve or disapprove of the job that Brian Kemp is doing as governor?
Well, he's doing what he can do. I put my trust in his law, not in Republicans. I mean, Democrat.
Understood. But do you approve or disapprove of the job he's doing?
Yeah. That's me, but I disapprove of what he's doing.
Yeah, what's your opinion? Do you approve or disapprove of the job he's doing?
Well, I can't really say. I just have, you know, I want to give out the wrong information.
No problem. There is no right or wrong answers. It's your opinion that matters. And if you have no opinion, in either way, we can move forward. Would you like to move forward?
Right.
Okay. Now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Depending on how you feel. If you don't know, never heard the personal group, just let me know, okay, man? How about Donald Trump for 0 to 10? What number should we give him?
0.
Okay. And Ron DeSantis, same question?
I ain't know much about him. I ain't always hear much about him.
Okay. 5 is neutral. 0 is cold and unfavorable, and 10 is very warm and unfavorable. So what number should I record for Mr. DeSantis? From 0 to 10.
Warm and unfavorable. I don't know much about him.
Okay, we can move forward then. How about Tim Scott from 0 to 10?
I don't know. Move forward.
Okay. How about Kamala Harris from 0 to 10?
Who?
Kamala Harris?
I ain't even that much about
Biden. How about Joe Biden? From 0 to 10.
He's doing good. What, at 0?
0 is warm and unfavorable, and 10 means very warm and favorable towards Mr. Biden, and 5 is neutral. So how do you feel about Joe Biden?
10.
Okay. How about Brian Kemp from 0 to 10?
Warm.
What number should we give him to Mr. Kemp from 0 to 10?
He's the government, right?
Exactly. How do you feel about him? How warm and favorable?
Let's go on here. Don't move on.
Okay. How about the Republicans in Congress in general? How do you feel about him? about them in general from 0 to 10?
Move on.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matters to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matters to you. What number should we pick from 0 to 10?
That's a 1.
A 1, okay, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to their community? From 0 to 10. 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to most of your community.
They have a lot of power, 10.
10, okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There is no difference. It is somewhat less powerful, or it is much less powerful? How would you describe?
More powerful.
More powerful?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving forward, we're almost done, okay? Now, we know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? From the scale from 0 to 10, with 0 means you definitely will not vote, if 5 means there is a 50-50 chance that you will vote, and 10 means that you definitely will vote in 2024. What number?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. And would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not too much, or you don't care at all who's elected president in 2024? Great deal, a little bit, or not too much, or not at all?
Little much.
A little bit? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay. I appreciate your patience, believe me. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or will you not vote for president? Or are you undecided?
I ain't decided yet. Go on.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president? Got better, stay about the same, or gotten worse?
Then I got worse, it decreased. It ain't worse. It's like decreased. It ain't better, it ain't worse, but it just decreased.
Understood. Now, I'm going through with you real quick a list of issues that I want you to rate, each of them on a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Reducing racism and discrimination from 0 to 10. How much of a priority do you think it is for Democrats?
5.
Okay, in climate change from 0 to 10? Climate change from 0 to 10. How much of a priority you think it is for Democrats, or it should be, from 0 to 10?
It would be a 10 is change,
Understood. How about abortion access from 0 to 10?
Who?
Abortion access.
They should not. I'm against that. I don't have to say about that. I think that's wrong to have it, bro.
Understood. So definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities, abortion access. Is that correct?
Right. I'm going to do that.
So that one number should be, remember, that's 0, and then 10 is definitely one of the top priorities. So what number should I pick for the abortion access from 0 to 10?
What is 0 for?
Okay, thank you. Now, how about job?
I didn't say what is 0 for. I said I ain't vote on that yet. I'm against it.
Right, and 0 definitely is what you're thinking, because 0 definitely should not be one of the priorities.
Okay.
That's what 0 means. Okay, so moving on. Job and wages from 0 to 10.
the wages.
The job and wages.
Like the money wages, the salary.
So what number should we pick? Remember, zero definitely should not be one of the top priorities for Democrats, and 10, it means definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities. So from zero to 10.
If we want a deficit, so they need raises.
Okay. How about health care? Same question, from zero to 10. Health care.
We need it. That'll be 100%.
What number, from zero to 10?
Zero means you...
Zero means it shouldn't be one of the top priorities for Democrats, and 10 means it should be one of the top priorities for Democrats.
It should be one of the top.
How about student loan debt? Same question, from 0 to 10.
Zero.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, I'm going to read you the list of issues that I want you to rate each of them on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, okay? You can use any number between 0 to 10. Reducing racism and discrimination from 0 to 10. 0 means that Democrats definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities. And 10 means that definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities. So from 0 to 10, reducing racism and discrimination. What number should we give them?
0.
Okay. And climate change? Same question from 0 to 10?
Yeah.
Okay. And 0. Okay. How about abortion access from 0 to 10?
I'm against that. That's not 10.
Abortion access, you say 10, is that correct?
What 10 mean?
Okay, 0 means definitely not being one of the Democrats' top priorities, and 10 means that it has been one of the top priorities for Democrats. So
0, you don't need to be now.
Okay, how about job and wages? Same question for 0 to 10.
10.
And how about health care? Same question.
10.
And student loan debt?
10.
Oh, 10? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, I'm going to read you the list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 2 years. Now, for each law, please tell me if it has an impact or it will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or not at all. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urge governors to do the same.